Dan, we've got a very special guest from the Yankee Institute where we were last week.
That's right, Brad. In fact, we met him in person last week. We had interviewed him over the phone. In the Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Mark Fitch, investigative reporter with the Yankee Institute for Public Policy. Mark, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Oh, hey, good to hear from you guys. It was great meeting you the other week.
Yes.
You know, this was, I'll tell you something right now. Your group, the Yankee Institute, to tell you the truth, I've never been to a gathering like this one was. It was just at the Mark Twain House. There was so much information, and that is the reason that that we have you folks from Yankee Institute with us, so that our radio audience can understand just what is going on, and many times it's not even covered.
Now, Mark, your latest piece, or one of your latest pieces, because you and the Institute do such a great job of investigative reporting, deals with state agencies paying in excess of $100,000 for former employees to stay quiet. What is this all about?
Well, I mean, this is pretty much, you know, an employee leaving a state agency is given what they call a non-disparagement agreement. Now, usually non-disparagement agreements, it means that you can't, you know, talk about your time at the agency, okay? Usually that's a part of a lawsuit settlement. But these payments are being made outside of any kind of legal action. It's not, you know, it's not part of a lawsuit. It's, you're leaving, please don't talk about this, you know, here you go. So, and technically, according to state statute, this can only be done by either the attorney general or the governor. So we have state agencies not following the law and making these lump sum payments to people. And I'm sorry, but what's going on that you need to pay out that kind of money?
That was going to be my next question.
I mean, we're talking big bucks here,
right? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, over $100,000. That's more than a family will make in a year. And, you know, so what's going on? You know, this was part of the state auditor's report to the General Assembly. And they, you know, when I spoke to John Garagosian, who's the state auditor, you know, he said this is a regular thing. I mean, they make an annual report to the General Assembly every year. And he said, this is always part of it, you know? So it's not like it's been hiding somewhere. It's been hiding in plain sight, you know? And last year, there was a bill that passed both the House and Senate, which would have required the recommendations of the state auditor's office to be carried out. And that bill was vetoed by Governor Malloy, which, I mean, it seems a bit strange, you know? If that bill had passed, you know, they would be able to, you know, come down a little harder about these things, you know, and you know, the legislature would have to take up these issues. But it just seems to be ignored and swept under the rug.
You know, Mark, talking with Mark Fitch, Yankee Institute investigative reporter, if the taxpayers of this state knew some of the things that you hear right here with us in the morning, number one, they probably at first don't believe it, but then they know it's the truth. And this is the reason, one of the reasons, that we are in such debt.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Like, you know, you have these payments, okay? But then you also have, what are these payments trying to keep quiet? You know, so you could be talking about, you know, it's not just the $100,000. It's what is being hidden due to that payment,
right,
that could be costing millions.
Well, what did now this bill that was vetoed by the governor, would this have made more of this transparent? What was that bill going to do?
It said that the legislature would have to implement the recommendations of the state auditor's findings. So one, you know, and they harp on these payments, you know, every year, saying that A, they're not legal, and B, it inhibits whistleblowing. So you can't actually find out what's going on in your own state government because these big payoffs are happening. And, you know, the state auditor's office feels that that's a bad thing to do. That's a bad precedent. So, you know, now you have people that can't speak out or won't speak out because they've been paid off.
Wow.
And so how are we, you know, how are we supposed to fix that?
This is unbelievable.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
What I know you went to the attorney general for a comment and he didn't comment. Was that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They declined to comment.
Hmm. Well, why wouldn't he comment?
You know, I don't know. From what I understand, that bill last year, the attorney general's office, you know, helped kind of craft the language in it. So I have a feeling they're probably pretty on board for getting this fixed, but I don't know why they couldn't comment.
Is this bill back again this year?
Not that I know of.
Hmm.
But, you know, it did. It passed both House and Senate. You know, the governor vetoed it, so, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what was going on with that. But, you know, this is stuff that, you know, it's right there. It's, you know, it's being served up to the legislature, you know, by the auditor's office being like, look, this is happening. Please do something. It's in violation of, you know, state statute. And, you know, nobody's doing anything.
So essentially what's happening is these departing employees from state employment, they're getting their silence bought for six figures. And one of the things they can't do is blow the whistle on some of these state agencies, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That is the case.
Well, this is something that you can't let die, and we'll look into it.
No, we're hopeful that we're going to be getting some information about the specific, you know, cases. I've been hearing from people calling in that this is not just a state level issue, that municipalities are actually engaging in this as well. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You know, here's a bunch of money. Please don't sue me. Oh, and also you can't talk about anything. So it's not, you know, from what I'm gathering and what I'm hearing, and we're investigating a couple other, you know, actual level, you know, municipal level incidents. This could be kind of widespread.
Well, you know something, we are going to be over. Dan and I are going to be over next week. We're doing our complete program from 5 a.m. until 10. For the first time from the state capitol, and of course the governor's delivering his address, which is supposed to be a tough one, and we're going to bring this up. I mean, this is something and I commend you, Mark, for doing this. And this is what the Yankee Institute does, and you're getting into a good many investigative stories. But we can follow through with some questions of our own when we get over there next week.
Oh, that's great. Put them on the hot seat, you know?
I mean, seriously, this is, you know, the public doesn't know this. I mean, so many people don't know it, and this is how we do it. And we got to do it together and get it out there.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, since that story came out, I've had people reaching out to me saying, what can we do? We want to help, you know, this needs to be undone. And, you know, the response has been great.
Well, Dan and I, as I said, we're going to be live from the state capitol next week from 5 a.m. until 10. And this is very, very interesting, and we'll do a follow-up on it. Hey, thanks a million, Mark, and continued success at the Yankee Institute. And, again, it was just a fabulous, fabulous presentation last week, and we were very fortunate, Dan and myself, to be able to attend it. And we've got to have more of these so we can inform the public and keep them abreast of what is really happening in the state. Thanks again.
Thank you, guys. Hope to see you at the Capitol next week.
You bet.